everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Tuesday, there must be a chick sitting here with us. Sam Phillips, everybody.
Hey, big buddy. What's going on?
Nice to see you, dude.
Slam and Sammy in the house.
Yeah. Los Angeles Lakers down by 65 points.
What?
Well, not really. I guess 30. But
wow.
That's still like an ass kicking.
You know, a bunch of people just freaked out. 65 points. What?
Yeah. Hey, Sammy, can I ask you a huge favor, baby?
Uh-huh.
Could you not chew gum on the air and snap it like that?
Oh.
Yeah, please, please.
Honestly, I didn't even realize.
I know, but you know what? There are very few things that drive every single man...
crazy?
...in the world crazy. That's one of them.
Gum snapping?
Yeah, snapping that gum. Try it. Here we go. Look at Sam.
See, now the pressure's on. I don't know if I can perform.
Oh,
I have anxiety.
Bubbo. Here's Sam with that friggin' snapping. You see...
Get your friggin' act together here!
I'm trying.
But, Sammy, honest to God, guys effing hate that.
Mm. Oh, my God, I almost swallowed it. Wow.
But you see that a lot with chicks who work at the post office.
Gum.
That snapping, then.
Gum chewing?
Yeah.
I think girls with a lot of time on their hands, generally, like to chew gum.
I guess so, yeah. Please, Sammy.
You know,
Sammy.
It gives you something to do.
I know, but I don't know how many times I can tell you.
Okay.
Here's a trash can right here. Mm. Please.
Oh, darn it.
Holy
okay,
Christ.
You know what? In fact, I'm saving it because nothing's as good as gum
as
the second
gum?
Time. Yeah, second time around.
Doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus right there on display. Christ.
All right, the Los Angeles Lakers are down by, well, let's see here. Now it's 29 points.
Ooh, we can come back.
4 minutes left in the third quarter. And I called it last night, said there's going to be a blowout tonight by the Boston Celtics. And it is over.
No, it's not over yet.
The eggs are cooling. The butter's getting hard. The jellos are jiggling.
I don't know.
It is over. This is probably the earliest that Chick Hearn would have called this loss. But with 4 minutes left, it's now a 30-point game.
Don't you think you're being a Fairweather fan?
Yeah. Now, a Fairweather fan would not even watch this game.
True.
But they shouldn't have wasted the jet fuel to get this team back there. You know, the economy is not going that great, and there's a fuel
shortage.
Well, I think there's a crisis going on because it's so expensive. I don't think there's a shortage. But there's also an environmental issues about, you know, jet fuel and stuff like that.
Right.
So they should have just left the Lakers here and said, you guys got it. Not even play the game.
The spirit of sportsmanship would have been out the window, though.
Yeah,
people like a good game or even a bad game.
Nobody likes this game.
No, I'm sure somebody, the Boston people like that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, Boston people like it.
Well, that's a whole bunch of people.
31-point deficit with 3 minutes and 55 seconds left.
In the third
quarter.
Yeah.
Jesus
but there's four quarters
Christ.
In quarters,
Jesus
right?
Christ.
Four quarters. There's
yes.
a whole other quarter to come back.
It ain't going to happen.
I don't know.
And I'll tell you why it's not going to happen.
Why?
You cannot win an NBA championship, or at least the Lakers can't, without a big dude in the middle. And remember, we had Will Chamberlain for many years.
Yeah.
And that transferred right into Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
And then right after that, then they did some Vlade Divac
yeah,
stuff.
He was big.
Yeah, so Vlade Divac. They thought they could win him with a big Yugoslav in there in the middle. That
and then
didn't
who came
happen.
After him?
And then it was Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh.
Yeah, Shaq took us to the championship. Kareem took us to a championship. And Will took us to a championship. There's no big guy in the middle here.
That's the whole problem.
Yeah, because, you know, before when you went down the middle on Shaquille O'Neal,
yeah.
he would just crush you.
Now, who would you pick to be the big guy in the middle?
Well, they do have a big guy, but he's hurt right now. But the Los Angeles Lakers are toast. It is over. They've got 30. It's a 30-point game. With 3 minutes and 26 seconds left in Boston.
I think you're throwing out the towel. Or throwing out the bathwater with the baby. Or throwing in the towel. Or whatever.
In the towel.
Whatever a dodge
I have no idea what she's saying.
Yeah, I don't either, man. Yeah, throwing in the towel.
Yeah.
But I can't, this is such a depressing game to watch. I don't know why I watch it. And the last time I saw something like this was the Memorial Day Massacre in Boston.
Memorial Day Massacre?
Yeah, when the Lakers got their ass kicked.
Was that titled that, or did you make that up?
I think they called it that.
Oh, I thought you were the genius that made that up.
No, not me. No, I'm not good with that. The Miracle of Manchester, the you know, the Memorial Day Massacre.
You're smart enough to come up with that, though.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. But it's not looking well. I don't know if people are still watching this game. But if you're depressed out of your mind or you want to blow off some of your anger towards this Laker team. Here you go, 520-9710. Thousands of people hear your anger and your disgust and your disdain and your pain and your hostility and your sadness over what's happening. A 30-point deficit with 2 minutes and 57 seconds left in the third quarter.
So if they lose, what does everybody do with their Laker flags that are hanging high on their cars?
Take them down.
But then do what? Do you, like, put them in a drawer and hope again that you'll be back?
Yeah, I don't know who's flying those Laker flags.
I've seen a couple people. I've seen a couple of flags.
I've seen them, but I'm not sure the type of guy who has one. All right, here are the phone numbers if you want to vent your complete disgust over this Laker performance. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I've seen some of these guys with the Lakers flags buzzing around, and I saw a new sort of version of that this year, which is the big, massive Laker flag on the trailer hitch.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's a huge flag, and it's flying in the wind there behind some of these SUVs, and it's not a good look.
I think people should just get a wrap around their car where it just says Lakers,
yeah,
you know, like a van wrap.
It's expensive, though. It's like 20 grand to do that or so.
Really?
Yeah, it's really expensive. Yeah. But if you went out with a guy, right?
Yeah.
Guy said, I'm going to pick you up for dinner. And he shows up, and he's got those two flags, those two Laker flags. Do you get in that car?
What kind of car is he driving?
Let's say an expensive, high-end Toyota or Honda.
I would get into pretty much any car. Is he buying me a meal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. God. Absolutely. I don't care about the damn flags.
Wouldn't you say to him, hey, a-hole? It's
no.
With the flags.
Hey, you know, I don't want people judging me for things that I like and things that I'm into, as crazy as I am. I certainly wouldn't, you know, pass judgment on somebody flying a flag.
It's time to.
Why?
All right, let's talk to us, Steve Grad, Sports KNX. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm watching a disaster.
Yeah, so am I.
What are you watching? I'm watching the ratings. No, but seriously.
Oh, I see.
Folks.
I thought you were watching our show on Closed Circuit.
No, I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I you know, you've got some great people on it all the time.
Thank you, sir.
This is Conway, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, so what happened tonight?
You know what? They've been out-hustled at every step of the way. They haven't defended Boston's pick and roll. They have zero offensive rebounds. I mean, Boston has dominated every part of the game. I guess the Lakers thought all they had to do was show up, and with the Celtics having those plane problems yesterday getting in after midnight, oh, they'd be just ready to go.
Right. Not happening. Hey, do you remember, the Memorial Day Massacre, right?
What year?
Night. Jeez, there's a couple of them. But the big one where the Lakers went into Boston and got killed on Memorial Day.
Oh, you mean
Day.
In the 80s? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I think it was 87. 86 or
87. Way back.
Yeah.
Before most of our listeners were born.
And that was in the old garden.
Right. I did some games out of there. And, you know, they had no air conditioning. And it could be stifling. This thing is just a modern, beautiful facility.
Wait a minute. They had no air conditioning?
No.
Is that right?
No, it was brutal.
Holy Christ.
It was horrible.
And that was all the way up until what, 1992?
Yeah. And they may have air conditioned it later, but not in the 80s.
Holy Christ. Jeez, you got 16,000-17,000 people. I don't know what it held. Maybe less than that. Maybe 12.
It was about closer to 14. It was a smaller building. Remember, it was built, I think, in the 1300s. But, you know, like, well, anyway, in the colonial days, it was an old building.
Yeah. Oh, babo.
But anyway, the Lakers are a disaster tonight. They're down by 30 points with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kobe Bryant, you know, 11 first quarter points and then forgot what he was doing. And most of the game, the Lakers have more turnovers than field goals.
You know, Kobe Bryant had 11 points in the first 5 minutes and then nothing since.
That's right. Well, you know, two in the second, three in the third.
And he just turned the ball over. And now it's going to be, you know, it's a 30-point game right now and Boston's going to the line.
You know what? You're about a split second. I feel like I'm watching a bear game at my house on DirecTV with the satellite, and I'm talking to somebody in Chicago who's 2 seconds ahead of me. I don't know how your station is ahead of us with this great system we have.
Well, what do you see on TV right now?
Well, I'm a half a second or at least a second behind you. When you said Kobe turned over the ball, he was handling the ball on my side.
I don't know why we have better TVs down here than you have up in the news department.
Yeah, we don't need television in the newsroom, do we?
God. But, all right, I'll tell you when this free throw hits the rim, and you tell me when it hits on your TV.
Well,
all right.
You mean the second free throw?
The second free throw, yeah.
All right, that's good.
All right.
I know this is what the listeners care about. When you have a cult following, this is the kind of thing that people
Everyone's
love.
Everyone's watching the game right now anyway. All right, here it is. The free throw, bang, hits the rim right now.
You're
good.
Kidding. They still got a close-up of Rondo in a square. I'm not kidding. Now it just went in. There it goes.
Wow.
That's so classic that CBS News is behind everybody.
Ow.
Almighty. All right, buddy. Maybe we'll check in later when the Lakers come back and win
My
this
pleasure.
One.
Just have, what's her name? What's her name called?
Gina.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. Okay.
All right, thanks, man. All right, there he goes. All right, maybe you hate the Lakers. You want to pile on here. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. They're down by 29 points. Make that, 29 points, but the Lakers have the ball.
Still same down by the same amount, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the Lakers have the ball. And we are in about a minute and a half delay on your radio right now. So pardon us if you're watching the game and listening. Can't imagine anyone doing that. But we're about a minute and a half behind everybody. Mike in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
What's up, Conrad?
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, all right, dude. I called this, by the way.
Let me just tell you. Obviously, I called it, too. The Lakers are going to lose, obviously. Let me just say, Los Angeles has the worst fans. And it was proven by simply us. You know, you saw the crowd. The crowd is never behind Los Angeles. There's one diehard fan in Los Angeles. And his name is Jack Nicholson.
I was just going to say that. And
true.
Diane Cannon. There's two
everybody
of them.
Everybody else could give a rat's ass about it.
I'm in that boat.
And you know what? It really doesn't matter that the Lakers lost. I'm glad the Lakers lost because everybody 6 months ago wanted Kobe to go anywhere but Los Angeles. And what happens? Now that the Lakers, you know, Kobe gets Paul Gasol, he gets all happy, woo-woo, now he loves Los Angeles. It's BS.
Yeah, I know. All right, buddy. That's very well put.
Yeah, very succinct. Yes.
All right. The Lakers are now down by only 27.
Jesus. We're coming back strong.
Here we go. 27 points. All right. If they can cut it to
15.
19 in the fourth quarter, they might have a shot.
For
but
fourth
it's not
quarter
happen.
Bets, they'll probably have like a 20-point spread.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody could have made $1 million if they had just listened to this broadcast last night, because I said on the air here, blowout, Boston Celtics.
And who was the underdog?
Los Angeles Lakers were 4-point underdogs.
Okay. So that's the one to bet on, because then when they win, you make a lot of money, right?
Yeah, but they're not winning.
Yeah. Well, clearly, my theory is out the window.
Yeah. All right, but there's a little comeback going on here. Hey, down by 25 with a minute left in the third. Look at that. Go Lakers! I'm back! I'm back, baby! All right, let's talk to William in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
All right, dude.
Hey, you know, my problem really is with Laker fans and Kobe Bryant.
No, that's a bit too big problems.
Yeah, because the Laker fans, you guys get your little Laker jerseys and your Laker flags, and about halfway into that second quarter of that first game, all those flags disappeared.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what else you see is the Laker tickets that were going for Game 5, which was the third home Laker game, the basement, it just dropped out. The floor just dropped out. And these seats that were going for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 were selling for $600.
Man, you know, and then again, you got Kobe Bryant, who's going to have another cheating scandal on his hands.
Is that right?
Yeah, with that cheerleader.
Oh, Bobbo.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad guy. You know, he snitched on Shaq.
That's your opinion, dude. I don't know anything about the cheerleader and Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
That's nice to me.
I mean, there's the cheerleader definitely quit, and, you know, I think that's why Kobe's got his wife in the locker room now after all the games.
Where'd you read that about the cheerleader?
I believe that was on TMZ.
Oh, boy.
And I read about that in a kind of major newspaper, man, about her up and quitting the cheerleading squad. Because it's a conflict of interest.
His wife's name is Vanessa, right?
I do believe.
I don't remember her name.
Yeah, I think it is Vanessa.
She's hot, though.
Yeah,
she's a good-looking girl.
Yeah, man. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling in. I don't know anything about this Kobe Bryant and the cheerleader.
The scandal.
Vanessa, or his wife's name is Vanessa or something. I don't know. All right, let's talk to Mark in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1.
Hi, it's me, my boy.
Hey, dude.
Sam, how you doing?
Bad vibes.
Well, you know, I heard Phil
Jackson the other night say that they didn't play good when they're ahead, so maybe he gave them that advice tonight.
Yeah,
but don't get out in front too much.
Yeah, but you know what the Lakers also did is after Game 5, the third game they had at home, their last home game, they came out and thanked the audience for a great year.
Well,
that's not a great thing to do.
Nah.
That's like saying I'm not going to see you at the championship parade.
Yeah, they're playing like grammar school people, throwing away passes.
Yes.
It's just not. Come on, let's get together, guys.
It's the worst. All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Take it easy.
All right, the Lakers are down by about 30 points in the fourth quarter. Sam Phillips is with us. It's a depressing time for Laker fans and for Los Angeles. Whenever you have a championship, whether it's baseball, football, hockey, or basketball, and it's Game 6 or Game 7, and you could win it, take it to a Game 7, possibly bring home the trophy, and you're down by 30 effing points, it makes everything else at home miserable as hell, too. It does.
I think they can come back.
Nah,
call me a believer.
They ain't coming back.
I'm a fantasizer.
But, you know, when you go home to the wife, it's just like, she's a little more irritating. The kids are a little more irritating. The bills are more irritating. Your coworkers are more irritating. Everybody's irritating when you're down 30 points. Because I used to be a big Laker fan when I was younger.
Are you really irritated right now?
Yeah, I'm going through the same emotions I did back in the 80s where the Lakers used to, you know, lose to Boston or had lost a couple of games, a couple of finals to Boston. And it's irritating. You know, I love watching the Lakers win, but when they're down by 30 points...
Can't stand it.
It's not even a game. It's an ass-kicking. Talk to Sergio in Eagle Rock. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, you know what's really upsetting me? It's just that they're just playing bad offense. You know, their strategy is just for settling for jump shots.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it's been when they've been down, you know. So, I mean, you mentioned Andrew Bynum, and they've played pretty well without him. And they have Gasol and Odom, but they're just not, taking it to the rim.
Yeah, well, obviously everyone says that next year with Bynum is going to be a whole different year.
Yeah, it could be. You never know.
Yeah, you need a big guy under that hoop, man.
And this might just be like a one thing with Boston. Who knows what's going to happen to him? So, I mean, there's some hope there.
All right, man. Well, next year, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's the spirit.
Oh, I love that. Wait till next year.
The spirit.
Get out of here.
Come on, you have no spirit, Tim Conway.
Wait till next year, guys, are irritating. All right, Sam Phillips is with us. Watching the Lakers, they're down by 78 points.
Oh, stop. They are not.
In the fourth quarter.
Jesus,
so, good luck. 520-9710, AAA 520-9710.
You're an exaggerator.
And Andrew Dice Clay is coming up. We got that guy on.
Ooh, the Dice Man. Where's he? He's hot.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah, I know.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
For this.